Welcome to this build video. Today we're going to be deploying a web application out to Azure using the VSTS build engine and the Azure web deployment build step. So we're here in Visual Studio. You can see I'm in the build section of my application, or I should say VSTS, in the build area of my application. I have a basic build set up. If you've seen previous videos of mine, you'll see the way to set up a simple build. I have a simple build YouTube video out there. So I'm not going to go through much of that setup, but just so you know, I do have a web application set up, and I want to just show you the build arguments I'm using here because it's a little different than what I used in my previous videos. And so let's highlight over this a second, and you can see some of the properties that we've set on this, the arguments we've set. I've set the deploy on build equals true, the web publish method equals package, package as a single file equals true, skip invalid configurations equals true, and the output directory. And that's the important one here. I want to put it out to the staging directory, so we're going to put it to the build.staging directory. We'll use that variable value. So if you just enter it like that, you should be fine. And that sets up my build to go ahead and package up the output and push it out to the staging directory for me. Then the next thing I want to do is go down to my publish artifact drop here, and I want to make sure that I copy the root to build.staging directory. Obviously, I want to make sure all my stuff is pushed there too. Make sure everything's in good shape. So I want to make sure that in the packaging part, we use build.staging directory, and then in the artifact, we copy root to the build.staging directory. Next thing I have to do is I have a build now. I could probably run the build. It would run successfully. So we're just going to queue it, make sure that it actually does run. We're going to use the hosted queue, which is VSTS's build engine. And we're going to select OK here. Let that run. Now, while that's running, I'm going to go back to the build. And we're going to add another build step. So we just click on this add build step here, and you'll notice a bunch of build steps. We want to select the deploy step, and in here I want to select the Azure Web App Deployment. So we're going to click on that, click add, close this. So here we are back into Visual or VSTS. There's my Azure deployment step we just added. One of the things you're going to notice here is you need an Azure subscription. So if you don't have an Azure subscription, you'll need to go out and get one. If you have MSDN, you already have free Azure hours, so set up your subscription and take advantage of those hours. You can find information on that on your MSDN site. So in my case, I'm going to go out here. I'm going to select my Azure Classic subscription I have. And if you don't have one set up yet, you just click on this Manage link. This is going to take us into the VSTS admin area, where we're going to have to set up what we call an endpoint. So you would select a new service endpoint. You'd go down here and select either Azure Classic or Azure Resource Manager, ARM. ARM is the new way of doing things with Azure. In my case, I'm just going to use the Azure Classic method. We're going to use certificate over credentials. It's a little more secure that way. I want to use my certificate. All you do is give this connection a name, and then you download this published settings file, and it's a published settings.xml file you'll get. And in there, you'll have the subscription ID, the subscription name, and the management certificate. Management certificate's pretty long hexadecimal value that you just throw on in here and save it off, and now you'll have your Azure connection. Once that's all set up, you can see I have my Azure Classic connection here. You can select it from the dropdown. You may have to do a refresh right here to make sure it shows up. Then you need to give it a web app name. I'm going to call mine YouTube Demo because that's what we're doing it for. I'm going to select the North Central US to put it in. There we go. Slot could either be development or production. We're just going to leave that blank. And then the web deploy package. Now again, this goes back to where we dropped the staging bits. So we go out here and we get the web application one. We go into web application one directory and we get that zip file and select OK because we've already built it. It ran, it dropped, it packaged up a zip file for us. We'll just pump that zip file into the Azure deployment step. It'll know how to handle it and deploy the web application for us. After that, you're pretty much set. We're going to save this. Save it as web application one, okay. Now we're ready to go. We can actually start doing a deployment. So out here we'll go queue build, and again we're using the hosted build queue, and select okay. Go out here, let it run, and while that's running, we're going to go back to builds. You can see my my last build here ran successfully. About 5 minutes ago it ran, so it ran for 63 seconds. So that's what produced our drop for us. And then we're going to go back here to the queued, and you can see you have a queued build. Let's go to the console, and you can see the steps it's going through here. So it's getting the source right now. You can see down here we have the actual YouTube deployment demo, Azure deployment step. So we're going to let it run through. Take a minute here or so to go through it. Probably 2 minutes for the whole build to run. It's a pretty simple website. So let it go. Let it do the test assemblies. Publish the symbols. We're not using a symbol server, so we don't have anything to publish there. Publish the artifact drop. So this is where it's actually packaging it up and dropping the drops. And so it's, you can see it's going. It's found some files. How many files are left? Right down there. So you can see as it changes, it goes through. And as soon as that finishes, we're going to jump down into the Azure deployment step. And anytime you want, you can click on any one of these steps to see what's going on in that particular step with the logs. So now we're into the Azure demo deployment. I'm going to go back to the build itself. And here you can see it's actually running. It's looking for this web application 1.zip that we told it to use. That's the package file. So it's going out there, it's grabbing that package, and it'll start deploying that package out to Azure real quick here. There we have the Publish Azure Website project. It's telling it here's the zip package, and by default, we didn't select a slot, so it picks production as my slot, as you can see there. And from there, we actually do the update the task. It's finishing the PowerShell task, finishing the build. The build succeeded. Click on my link up here that I saved off, youtubedemo.azurewebsites.net. And when you deploy to Azure, usually most of your sites are azurewebsites.net, so whatever you name it, it has to be a distinct name. So a lot of times I will use different names that are like Paul's demo website or something like that, that I know is going to probably be distinct. There you go. You see it. There's my YouTube demo, azurewebsites.net site that we deployed, a simple ASP.net web application, fully deployed out into Azure. So with that, we'll go back to the build again real quick here and just kind of walk through it again real quick. Just a summary. We want to make sure that we have set up a build and that we add the Azure deployment step from the deploy steps. Set up your subscription, your web app name, and your deploy package and app location, and you're good to go. You should be able to deploy it out to Azure. Hope you enjoyed this video. See you again next time.